AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A new AP North poll shows a growing majority of Americans think the country is headed in the wrong direction. That includes 8 in 10 Democrats. 85% of those surveyed say the country is on the wrong track. 79% describe the economy as poor. The AP's Josh Boak reports it can't all be blamed on President Biden.
We took this poll as the Supreme Court released its decision about Roe versus Wade overturning national abortion protections. We've taken this poll as the January 6th committee hearings have taken place. We've seen the issues with gas at $5 a gallon, the war in Ukraine after Russia's invasion in February.
But the numbers could mean bad news for Democrats in November's midterm elections. The U.S. is ramping up military presence in Europe because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
At a NATO summit in Spain, President Biden announced a significant boost for the long haul.
In Poland, we're going to establish a permanent headquarters for the U.S. 5th Army Corps.
The first permanent basing of U.S. forces on NATO's eastern edge. The president says he's also boosting rotational troop deployments to Romania and the Baltics, sending more fighter jet squadrons to the U.K., more air defenses and other capabilities to Germany and Italy. He calls it an unmistakable message to Moscow.
That NATO is strong, united.
The White House says the commitments mean the U.S. will keep some 100,000 troops in Europe for the foreseeable future. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A special French court found 20 men guilty of involvement in the Islamic State terrorist attacks in Paris in 2015 that killed 130 people. A jury has been selected to determine if Nicolas Cruz gets the death penalty for killing 17 people at a high school in Parkland, Florida, 4 years ago. This is AP News. All 27 EU nations agreed on a draft resolution to cut greenhouse gases by at least 55% by 2030. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
The decision to introduce 100% reduction in CO2 emissions from cars by 2035 would prohibit any new cars powered by gas or diesel to be sold in any of the 27 EU countries. Environmentalists are calling the move historic, saying it breaks the hold of the oil industry over transport. European Commission Vice President Frans Timmermans says he doesn't care how car makers do it, as long as it's done.
What we want is zero emission cars. And what we want is to reach the climate neutrality target by 2050. And for that, we need to do a lot in transport and mobility. And we need to reduce strongly the emissions.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Sources tell the AP the FBI has opened a widening investigation into sex abuse in the Catholic Church in New Orleans. And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.